Space holds the future for the human race. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, looks beyond our planet for innovation.
Should humans become space venturing? Certain scholars posit that it may be necessary for humans to venture out beyond Earth's orbit. Despite immense barriers, space affords opportunities for continued human evolution, economic vitality, Earth and life preservation, and technological innovation. Permanent expansion into the cold harshness of space could spur innovation in high-value sectors such as energy, transportation, and manufacturing while helping Earth. Over the last two millennia, density has increased from a comfortable 1 to over 50 humans per square kilometer. This, coupled with dirty technologies, has not only strained Earth's land area, but also stimulated climate change. However, relocating toxic manufacturing into space could mitigate these risks and thus make the planet more ecologically sustainable and livable. Imagine space service stations that would make mining feasible, lower the cost of exploration, and provide growth. An interplanetary economy with distant settlements might engender other benefits. Earth's geopolitical divisions may hinder experimentation with novel sociopolitical and economic arrangements, yet other world settlements could experiment and determine which forms of institutional organization work best given localized conditions. Settlers might tinker with alternative stakeholder firm models, distribution of wealth, and community contribution approaches. So the next time you gaze up into the expanse above, take a moment to contemplate how venturing out there just might make us better stewards down here.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.